4 women and 9 children linked to the Islamic State group are set to return to Australia from detention camps in northeast Syria later today, with some of the women expected to face criminal charges on arrival. At least one woman and a child are expected to land in Sydney this evening, with the remaining women and children due to arrive in Melbourne. Australian Federal Police say some of the women could be arrested if there's enough evidence to charge them, while the children are expected to undergo reintegration and counter-extremism support programs. Independent ACT Senator David Pocock has told Channel 9 the children should not be blamed for the decisions made by adults.
I think the thing that we really have to distinguish here is between grown adults and children who have had no say in going overseas. And surely we want them back here in Australia where they can both face the full force of the law and also be de-radicalised, rather than over somewhere else in the world where they can be radicalised and at some later date come back. I've found the whole debate, particularly around the children, really, really disappointing. Australian children deserve a second chance.